This is Twit.
So does that mean if I'm running the Progressive web app, I can access YouTube on Amazon devices?
No.
No.
Let's talk about that. That's really frustrating. So by the way, it's personally frustrating because we tell people all the time, if you have an Echo show, it's not a huge number of people, I would imagine, but I have several. I love the Echo show. It's the Echo with a 7-inch screen on it. You can say, Echo, watch Twig on YouTube. Now, that was when it first came out. It was nice. It was a full screen experience. That Google killed that. Then it came back last week, and now Google says, no, it's Amazon's fault. It's not our app. It's their app, and we don't do it that way. And Amazon hasn't agreed to our terms. So we're killing YouTube access on the Amazon Echo. Furthermore, on January 1st, on the Fire TV. And this also, remember, is because Amazon won't sell Google products on the Amazon. So won't sell the Google Home on the Amazon store, right?
Or does it sell Nest? I think it still sells Nest, or it did.
No, it's in fact when I think when Amazon released a camera of its own, they let me see. That's a good question.
Yeah,
I think I remember them pulling the Nest. No, they do. In fact, Amazon's choice, the Nest Cam indoor security camera, works with a Echo.
Okay,
so they do still sell all the Nest stuff. But I don't.
Well, maybe if Alphabet spins Nest back into the Google Pixel hardware division, that will change.
If I search for Google Home on Amazon, look what shows up. The Echo Dot.
Well, and same they are neck and neck on this.
Yeah, same thing with Chromecast. So I understand Google and Amazon are at each other. I think this is dumb of Amazon. Not because it's the show is this week in Google, but I think it's if you want to be retailer to the world, you can't. This is a net neutrality issue for retail. You can't be picking and choosing.
Don't call it that.
Well, it is.
Please don't call it. No, it is not. It is a
no. It's not net neutrality, but it's the same idea that a retailer should not discriminate against products because they compete with the retailer's products. Right?
Okay, no. The concept of net neutrality is that we view the internet and access to it as a basic right.
Okay.
Or as a public utility.
So, Amazon is not a public utility, so that's right.
So stop it, Leo. You're playing right into their hands. I'm shaking my finger.
Okay,
but
there's something wrong with a retailer that doesn't sell products that compete with its own products. Like if Whole Foods didn't sell Ragu pasta sauce, which they wouldn't anyway, but if they did, but just as an example, because they've got their 365 brand pasta sauce,
That's why the brands, the grocery store brands, what is it called when you don't have
generics?
A brand? Thank Argan you.
Brands?
The generics are such a issue. And that's why actually a lot of companies don't let Trader Joe's, they don't let Trader Joe's make their stuff and put their stuff in Trader Joe's.
Right.
So this is a dynamic that plays out outside of
it's
the tech world.
It's not unusual. Okay. If Amazon pretends to be customer centric, not including stuff the customer wants, worse, surfacing their own product when you search for something you want.
Right. That's just, and also if you look at if your core business is getting eyeballs onto your property, then this really hurts. I've long been frustrated with Amazon video because I can't cast it to my Chromecast from my device unless I cast my whole screen. And even then sometimes it blocks out the video. And so I've stopped using it. So Amazon, wake up. I'm not looking at your properties anymore. I'm not going to buy a video that might pop up in an ad or something like that because I'm not using your thing because I can't watch it. It's stupid. It's ridiculous.
But it is.
Do we know
Amazon's
that this is Amazon
right.
versus Google?
I don't know because Amazon now is.
We're making an assumption again.
It could be Google and we know Google yanked YouTube from Amazon's show.
Right.
But we
do
also
we
know
that Google.
Oh, you
has
mean Google's not putting its products on Amazon?
Yeah. Like
why would
maybe
they do
Google
that?
Said. I don't want to sell the home there. Apple doesn't sell their stuff on Amazon.
I can't imagine that.
I don't know. I'm just, we're...
Right. Okay. We shouldn't make
the assumption. Yeah, we don't know. You're right. As usual, Stacy is the voice of wisdom. We get all excited and Stacy slaps us down. That's okay.
I mean, I think it's totally crappy. I'm not against it. As a consumer, I'm like, guys, get your crap together.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this.
Sick of it. But... you don't have to buy stuff at Amazon. There are other places to buy stuff, I might point out.
But although, as a Prime member, I prefer to buy at Amazon. Yeah, I'd buy every, I mean, I'd buy my Apple gear there. I'd buy my Google Home there if I could.
And Link in our chat room says, I use my Fire Stick almost exclusively to watch YouTube videos. I'm watching Twig on it right now. This royally sucks. My Fire Stick is now pretty much worthless to me. Yeah, if you bought an Amazon TV device to watch YouTube on. See, I think that's going to bite them because I think that's certainly a lot of people I know. YouTube is their television, and they watch it on their Chromecast, or they watch it on their Apple TV, or they watch it on their Roku. If it's not on the Fire TV, that's bad for Amazon. In fact, I don't know whether it was Apple or Amazon that was keeping the Amazon Prime Video off of the Apple TV, but it's, as I said today, it finally emerges.
Scooter X points out that it is Amazon thwarting Google's ability to put their stuff in their stores.
It is?
He put it. Yeah, he said he posted a statement in the chat room from
Scooter knows all. We've been trying to reach agreement with Amazon to give consumers access to each other's products and services. But Amazon doesn't carry Google products like Chromecast and Google Home, doesn't make Prime Video available for Google Cast users, and last month stopped selling some of Nest's latest products. Giving this lack of reciprocity, we are no longer supporting YouTube on Echo Show and Fire TV. We hope we can reach an agreement to resolve these issues soon. Thank you, Scooter X. That's Google's statement. And Google pointed out this isn't our app. You know, this is Amazon. Anyway, it's bad for. But again, dinosaurs battle. The little people at their feet are the ones getting squished. And here we are, you know, we love it that people could watch our shows easily with a single, you could still listen, but the idea that somebody who had a screen on their Echo device could watch our shows was really great.